Okay, I just got this thing changed now. Would you mind repeating it?
Well, there is a still a young bunch that still love these children. And the townhouse restaurant set aside Friday night as children supper night. And they all gather there and eat chicken.
I believe it's a certain time of year.
I believe it's in the fall, if I'm following winter. Is just like oysters, are they in the spring type of month? And chitlins in the fall and winter.
I see. Did you ever use the organs inside? Liver and lungs?
We used the liver. Now the heart was thrown away. We did not use the heart.
We didn't either.
With heart was thrown away, but now the backbone and the melt and the kidneys were all saved, and we ate them. I like kidneys.
All of that was thrown away.
No, I like kidneys.
It is a melt, but
it's a long strip. Very soft type meat, similar to the tenderloin, but it's not tenderloin. Tenderloin, what we pull out of the tenderloin is what the people in the grocery store cut up as pork chops. In other words, they get a rib, and then they get a piece of meat, and they get a rib. Well, now we take that tenderloin and pull it away from the ribs, and then we take the ribs and we fry the ribs, or parboil them, or any way you want to fix them. My mother would take the ribs and cut them up into small pieces there and roll them in cornmeal and flour, I believe it's cornmeal, and would fry them.
And I never heard of that until I married him. We always boiled them.
Ah, they were good. Yeah. She'd roll them in cornmeal. Ain't that what you rolled them in?
Yeah, that's why I rolled them in when I fixed them.
Did you ever hear the word haslet or harslet?
No, sir.
That seems to be a word that includes all the insides, the heart, the lungs, and liver.
Now the lungs were sewed away. We did not move with the lungs. The lungs and the heart. Tell you the truth, that's just about all Mom and Daddy threw away was the heart and the lungs.
We used the feet a lot of times and pickled them. Instead of putting it in for the
sauce
meat.
We made
sauce
out of it.
The feet and the tail.
Is that right?
That's right. The tail went into the sauce. That's right.
The tail went into the sauce, or either the pickle.
That is right. In fact, the only thing that we throw, that's why back in those days there, the farmer, the price of those in the grocery store, he laughed at them because he didn't have to buy them. He had a smokehouse out there full of meat.
And later, they
kill a beef every year.
Salting the pork down, they started this sugar curing. It was a mixture that they'd go to the grocery store and buy, and it looked like brown sugar. And you'd rub it on the
meat. I don't believe that proved as practical as they thought it
did. No, I don't think so either.
Because lots of people lost meat for that, because you were supposed to inject up into the bone. That's where the meat was saddled, around the joints of the bone. You were supposed to take a needle and inject a certain kind of solution in there around those joints to preserve them. And then this sugar cure would cure the outside. And they didn't do that, and lots of people lost the meat on account of that. I think we tried it 1 year, and it didn't work out practically. We went back to an old method of white salt. And you know, it's a funny thing that you can saw down ham meat and shoulders and middlings, and you'll either get them either too salty or not salty enough. And every once in a while, you'll get one just right. And when that ham blazes out there, you almost cry. But last time I noticed there here, when we'd have, I tell you a story that when I went to school, see, we carried our lunch. We didn't have no lunch room at those days.